Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Noonday prayer. This is the time that we all need to get ready to come on into noonday prayer. So we're giving people a few more seconds to get in. I just want to give everybody a thank you and bless each and every God. Have God to bless each and every last one of you. I know I have not been on for a couple of weeks due to the death of my twin, but we're going to go ahead and we're going to have a great noonday prayer. And I'm just giving everybody a few more seconds to come on. Amen. Amen. I'm going to go ahead and start noonday prayer. Like I said, I just want you to say God bless to each and every last one of you for extending your condolence to the Birch family. The death of my sister was unseen, but it comes when it needs to come, and God is a respecter of no person, and that's something we all have to understand. Even though we will miss the loved one that we're grown up with or we've been around all our life with, God knows better. God knows the choice that he needs to make for that individual. And I guess our heart reaches out because we want to hold on to that person, but God needs that person more so than we do. To have them here will not let them continue the work that God has for them or the plan. God says in Jeremiah, he told Jeremiah, I know the plans I have for you. So God has a plan for each and every last one of us. And my question would be to each and every last one of us, will you be ready when God calls you home? Will you have done the work that God has appointed for you to do here on this earth? You know, Jesus told the disciples, do your work while it's yet day, because when night falls, no man can work. Attend noonday prayer, and we attend midweek Bible study, and we attend Sunday services, because how can we be doers of the word if we're not hearers of the word? Amen. So let us go into our noonday prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, dear gracious Lord, we come to you, Father, right now. We're praying, Father God, for our nations. We're praying for the children right now. We're praying for mental illness right now, Father God. For we know that there is a lot of people right now, Father God, who are falling by the wayside, who are getting weary in well-doing right now, Father God. Father God, we pray for that young lady who jumped off the 60th floor of her apartment building in New York due to mental illness. Father God, we pray for another young man who killed his son and his wife due to mental illness, Father God. Well, we know mental illness is not of you, Father God, but we know that that is a demon from the devil, from the pit of hell itself. So, Father God, we pray for all of the people who are struggling with mental illness, depression, oppression right now, Father God. Father God, let them know that they do not have to take their life right now, Father God, but there is an outlet, there is an answer for what they're going through, Father God. Father God, let them gird around their families with intervention that they have a way to help them with the illnesses that they're suffering right now, Father God. And Father God, not only touch them, but touch their spirit and touch their soul right now, Father God. give them an answer that lets them know that, in your words you say, cast all our cares on you, for you care for us right now, Father God. For you have said that you have not seen the righteous forsake or his seed beg of bread right now, Father God. Father God, we ask that you go to every household, every school system, every job place, every hospital, every senior living home right now, Father God, and touch all of those that are suffering with mental illness right now, Father God. Father God, you touch the people with mental illness, but we also ask that you touch the people who are still struggling with COVID right now, Father God. Touch their bodies right now, Father God. Heal their lungs. Heal their limbs and their heart right now, Father God. Touch their bloodstream and clean the virus out of their bloodstream right now, Father God. Father God, let them be able to breathe better. Let them be able to not have any limbs fall off their body from blood clots from the COVID right now, Father God. And Father God, whatever COVID streams that are running loose in the earth, we ask that you bind it up right now, Father God. For you said in your word, if we ask that things be bound up in earth, you will bind those things in heaven. And whatever we ask that be loose on earth, you will loose them in heaven right now. So Father God, we ask that you loose the spirit of peace right now, Father God. We ask that you release the spirit of healing right now, Father God. For the land is struggling right now, Father God. The people are getting weary and well-doing right now, Father God. So, Father God, we ask that you come and you release the spirit of love right now and compassion right now, Father God. Release all of the fruits of the spirit that it may abound on the earth right now, Father God. That it may be abound that people can now walk in the spirit of the fruit of the spirit of love, peace, happiness, meekness right now, Father God, temperance right now, Father God. For people are right now, Father God, they're walking in their own sorrows right now, Father God. Let us not walk in a pity party right now, Father God. Let us not walk in a spirit of doubt and unfaith right now, Father God. Let us not walk in a spirit of unbelief right now, Father God. For Father God, let us keep our eyes stayed on you. Let us walk in faith knowing that there is nothing impossible with you right now, Father God. For we know in your words you said that we've been made through at night, but the joy will come in the morning right now, Father God. So, Father, let us stand on that word that we know whatever we're struggling with, whatever we're going through, that we will have that joy in the morning if we just stand on your word right now, Father God. But, Father God, we know that your word will not come back void, and neither are you a God that should lie, neither is the Son of Man that he should repent right now, Father God. Father God, we pray for our children in the school system right now, Father God. We pray for our teachers in the school system as well right now, Father God. Father God, continue on giving the children free ramp to learn, to study, to be able to understand their knowledge and their wisdom right now, Father God. Father God, keep a protective head around all of our children on this earth right now, Father God. But we know that our children are falling at prey at the enemy's hand right now, Father God. Father God, keep a hedge of protection around our little ones that's under the age of 5 right now, Father God. For the doctors have said that they will not give the children under 5 the COVID vaccine right now, Father God. So, Father God, keep a hedge of protection around those kids right now, Father God. Let them not be sick with any pestilence or famine in the land right now, Father God. Father God, we ask that you look down on our senior citizens in the earth right now, Father God. For we know that inflation is horrible right now, Father God. And not only is it horrible, but it's hard for our seniors to make it on their income right now, Father God. So, and help our seniors, help them to their money to be able to pay their bills and put food on their table and clothes on their backs right now, Father God. Father God, we ask that you look down on all of our staff, our ministers, our pastors, our bishops, our apostles right now, Father God. Father God, let them not get weary. Let them not get tired of carrying the word right now, Father God. Father God, keep them strong in the word right now, Father God. edify the body of Christ where our churches will not come into lack of, our churches will not crumble right now, Father God. But we see, Father God, that people are walking away from the word of God right now, Father God. Father God, we ask that you disperse a spirit where people hunger for your word and thirst for your word right now, Father God. Let there be a hunger like the rivers of water right now, Father God. Let it be a hunger and thirst for the word of God like a tsunami right now, Father God. Father God, I see a young woman right now, the age, she's 34 years old right now, Father God, and she's looking for an answer for you on a decision on a promotion right now, Father God. Father God, give her the answers right now. As a matter of fact, she lives in New York right now, Father God. Father God, give her the answers that she needs right, unsure of what decision. She doesn't know if she needs to go to the left or to the right, Father God, but she's depending on you right now, Father God. So, Father God, I ask that you go by that young lady's home right now, Father God, and give her the answers that she's looking for right now, Father God. Father God, I see a person who has a problem with their lumbar and their back, and their pain is on the left side of their back right now, Father God. Father God, touch their back right now. Touch that lumbar right now, Father God. Let them know that you are the car right now, Father God, and that they just need to say, Jesus, peace, peace, and you will heal their back right now, Father God. Father God, I see one person getting ready to prepare themselves for surgery right now, Father God. Their kidney on their right side is now functioning right now, but I feel anointed oil and speak healing over their kidney right now, Father God. But we know, Father God, that all we have to do is call on the name of Jesus, and we shall be healed right now, Father God. Father God, I see an individual right now who's suffering with a drug habit right now, Father God. Father God, take that taste of drugs out of their mouth, that whenever they decide to even so much as to shoot heroin, that they decide that it's too much, it's too costly right now, Father God. Father God, kill that desire of drugs in them right now, Father God. Father God, kill the desire of alcoholism right now, Father God. As a matter of fact, Father God, kill the desire of homosexuality and as a matter of fact, fornication and adultery. Kill those desires right now, Father God, so that we may walk upright and stand holy before your presence right now, Father God. Father God, I see a family right now who's getting ready to prepare themselves because they feel that they're going to ram, that family will not be on this now, Father God, that you have prepared a roof over their head and they will survive right now, Father God. Let them know that because they feel that they do not have a great credit, that you are the credit repairer right now, Father God. Father God, I know that the property and the home values in this land is ridiculous right now, Father God. But Father God, for every child, every single one of your kids that's walking uprighteous and looking for a place, open the doors right now, Father God. And whatever doors need to be closed, close those doors for them right now, Father God. Let the enemy not set a trap for them with the scammers when it comes to looking for homes and places to live and condos and apartments right now, Father God. For we know there are plenty of scammers in the land. And Father God, we call and disperse you right now, Father God, to shut every scammer scheme down right now, Father God. Let not your hard, unworking people, your faithful people, be scammed by any more scammers right now, Father God. But Father God, we stand on your word and we give you the honor, we give you the glory, Father God. For we know you are a father who loves your children right now, Father God. And Father God, we give you thanks and we praise your holy name for caring for us right now, Father God. We praise your holy name for allowing your son, Jesus Christ, to be on that cross right now, Father God, to take care of our sins, Father God, so that we may have a way with and a relationship to you right now, Father God. Father God, we thank you for allowing Jesus to be the mediator right now, Father God, so that we can have a relationship with the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost right now, Father God. And Father God, we give you the honor, we give you the glory right now, Father God. Father God, whatever ways that doesn't please you, Father God. We ask that you fix our ways right now, Father God. We ask that you take the selfishness out of us and the pride right now out of us, Father God. Let us walk in the spirit of humility right now, Father God. Let us walk in the spirit of love, loving our neighbors as ourselves right now, Father God. Let us walk in the spirit of humbleness right now, Father God. Being able to give you the praises that you now, Father God. And Father God, whatever we do, let us keep our mind on you, Father God. Let us remember you every minute, every second, every moment of the day right now, Father God. Let us not put our mind on the worldly things, Father God, but let us put our minds on the Christian things right now, Father God. Give you the honor. We give you the glory right now, Father God. And this is our new day prayer to you, Father. We call it blessed right now. We call it blessed in the name of Jesus right now. And saints, I'm going to end noonday prayer a little early tonight. We're going to have Bible study with Restoration Online Ministry with Pastor Camilla Warren Parker. Please, saints, please, please, please come back tonight at 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. We will be on for Bible study. I know y'all guys are saying, Pastor, it's not fair. You end prayer, noonday prayer early, but I'm just going to spare us this week and getting back in the motion. So we will be on for Deborah Hitter tonight on noonday on midweek Bible study. I know Pastor Camilla has an awesome study. Please, we promise you that something's going to be said. Something's going to be demonstrated where you will want to be in Bible study. And if you miss out, guess what? You miss a treat. I promise you that much. So I ask God to bless each and every last one of you until we see each other again tonight. And then remember, on Sunday, we will be having Sunday services. Please be there as well. I am thinking that in my mind, we are having our first communion services on this Sunday coming. So please be prepared to receive communion service on Sunday as well. This is our noonday prayer, and this ends our noonday prayer. God bless each and every last one of you. Amen. Amen. If anybody online needs to have a prayer prayed for or a requesting prayer, you know how to get in touch with me. You know how to get in touch with Pastor Camilla. You also have the emails. Please email us your prayer requests, and we'll be more than glad to pray with you and pray for you. Amen. This ends our day prayer. Amen.